Good morning, good people. It is 28th September 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Venceslaus, martyr. He was murdered by a brother out of jealousy. The readings are from Job chapter 1 verse 6 to 22 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 9 verse 46 to 50. We reflect today about spiritual resilience opposed to self-importance. Bury my body. Do not build any monument. Keep my hands outside so that the world knows the person who won the world had nothing in his hands when dying. These are the last words of Alexander the Great. Job stands out for spiritual resilience while the apostles struggled with self-importance. Job represents all of us who suffer for our faithfulness to God. The devil destroyed everything one by one, starting from material possession, children, and livelihood of Job. A blow after blow, even after all the loss, grief, pain, and suffering, Job continues to be faithfully praising God. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. In all this misfortune, Job committed no sin, nor offered any insult to God. Job chapter 1, verse 21-22. For we brought nothing into the world, just as we shall not be able to take anything out of it. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. Sadi Shirazi wrote, I cried because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet. What we witness in the gospel is embarrassing, to see the disciples discussing about who was the greatest among them. For the one that is least among you all is the greatest. Luke chapter 9 verse 48. It is not our position, education, status that gives us greatness. Jesus rewrites the qualities of a disciple to be the least and to be less known. Jesus wants us to have the spiritual resilience that transcends prestige, power, and position. Jealousy, envy, and pettiness are the signs of self-importance in ourselves. We are all called to be little people doing great things for God and community. Saint Francis of Assisi, who kissed the leper, and Saint Teresa of Calcutta, who nursed the dying, and many more who found Jesus in their little service to suffering humanity. Only in the cross, Jesus reached the culmination of the greatness. Do we stop someone serving and ministering God and community out of jealousy? May the Lord help us grow in spiritual resilience and deal with our self-importance. Have a lovely day. God bless you.